From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Israeli government has declared nearly 1,000 acres in the West Bank as state land and available for Israeli development. NPR's Emily Harris reports an Israeli peace group opposing the move says it's the largest reclassification of land since the 1980s.
Declaring that area Israeli state land clears the way for increased Jewish settlement on territory Palestinians claim for any future state. These acres are near the area where three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and killed in June, one key development in the run-up to this summer's war in Gaza. Leaders of West Bank settlements told Israeli media that building more Jewish homes in the area is an appropriate answer to the fear the June kidnappings brought. But Peace Now, an Israeli group that opposes settlements, said this will, quote, stab in the back moderate Palestinian political forces. A spokesman for Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said this will only inflame tensions after the Gaza war. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Congress is continuing to pressure President Obama to take action against the Sunni extremist group Islamic State. On Fox News Sunday, Democrat Dianne Feinstein and Republican Mike Rogers called for a comprehensive strategy to crush the militants. Rogers also says he's worried about the hundreds of Americans who've joined the militant group.
I will tell you, I'm very concerned because we don't know every single person that has an American passport that has gone and trained and learned how to fight.
Islamic State militants have taken over large parts of Iraq and Syria and have threatened the U.S. and parts of Europe. If you're one of the 30 million or so drivers hitting the road this holiday weekend, you'll see some welcoming numbers at the gas pump. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports this year's Labor Day weekend gas prices are at a four-year low.
This weekend's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is around $3.40. That's the lowest for Labor Day weekend since 2010, according to GasBuddy.com. It's thanks in large part to drops in crude oil prices that are fueled by the shale oil boom in Texas, North Dakota, and Canada. The U.S. is one of the world's top oil producers, along with Saudi Arabia and Russia. Drivers in South Carolina are paying the lowest average per gallon for gasoline at around $3.14. The nation's highest gas prices are in the Pacific states, with Hawaii topping the list at around $4.30. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
The Electric Zoo Music Festival in New York City has been shut down after severe thunderstorms rolled through the area tonight. The cancellation came on the three-day Electronic Music Fest's final day. It's the second time in 2 years the event has been canceled midstream. Last year, the third day was called off after two people died of drug overdoses. This is NPR News in Washington. At the U.S. Open, Caroline Wozniacki beat Maria Sharapova to win in three sets and return to a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time in more than 2 years. She says she took a go-for-broke approach in the third set.
Win or lose, I'm going to go for my shots and I'm going to go for it. And, if I'm, this is the only chance I have to win. And if I'm going to lose, at least I'm going to do it with dignity.
With Sharapova's loss, number one seed Serena Williams is the only woman left of the top six. A team of scientists from the U.S. and Singapore has developed a new way to detect the malaria parasite in a patient's blood. NPR's Joe Palka reports the technique may reduce errors in diagnosing the illness.
Right now, detecting the malaria parasite involves taking a drop of a patient's blood, smearing it on a glass slide, adding a chemical that reveals the parasite, and examining the slide under a microscope. As they report in the journal Nature Medicine, the researchers say the new technique should be simpler to perform. It doesn't require chemicals or microscopes. Instead, it uses magnets like those found in an MRI scanner to measure a waste product the parasite makes. Right now, the magnets require a desktop-sized device to work, but the researchers from the Singapore MIT Alliance for Research and Technology think they can reduce that to the size of a computer tablet. Joe Palka, NPR News.
The World Health Organization says it's treating Senegal's first confirmed Ebola case as a top priority emergency. The UN agency says it will quickly respond to the country's urgent need for support and supplies, including personal protective equipment for health workers. This is NPR News in Washington.